And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Sunny Carter joining us now. Sunny, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, as always.
Safe from the fires, I hope?
Yes. This week, it seems much better. Though you said the wind was, of course, you know, I believe the media is the enemy of the people. And I know that they want us to be prepared, but they were really hyping up the wind this week, and I am not seeing any wind at all. So that's actually a good thing. You know, the fires are still being contained, but I think they're doing a really good job, and just an absolute standing ovation for our fire department. I really looked into what their job really is like last week and this week, because, you know, feeling so helpless, you want to know, okay, what are they doing? You know, what is this process like? And just kind of learning about how they deal with fires like this, regardless of what happened and where it came from. But they really do such an incredible job, and while risking their lives and sacrificing their lives and their families to protect the people, yep. That is what our public servants should be doing. And we know that they're not, but that's another story.
Agree. No. And by the way, thank you for saying that, because I can't disagree with anything you just said. All right, though. Talk to us, though. This is something I haven't talked much about yet. And believe it or not, and you would think it'd be, you know, top of mind, but I just haven't spent much time here. You being of your age, probably better at this than I anyways. Talk to us about the TikTok ban.
So the TikTok ban is coming. There was a law that came into place several months ago that TikTok, or the parent company of TikTok, ByteDance.
Yep.
Had to either sell the app or face being banned.
Okay.
I personally don't support the ban.
I don't either.
This is, you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing type of situation. It is exactly what we saw when, you know, they wanted to protect Americans with the Patriot Act,
right,
and used a crisis,
right,
to usher in more control, more access to citizens' privacy and private information. Similarly to what we discussed with the FinCEN BOI reporting with small businesses,
mm-hmm.
I personally believe there are nefarious motives of those in our government who are using the fear of the CCP, which of course is a real thing.
Absolutely.
They're using that to ban this app, which, you know, is widely used, also does put, you know, money into the economy. I take it there.
Well, really quick, two things, Sunny, really quick. It does. It puts money back in the economy. A lot of these creators are making money, which, you know, and we could get into the explanation of that if some of you listening don't understand that. But on top of that, Sunny, I know just from viewing a lot of things, there's also a lot of it's not always good information. There's some conspiracy stuff and so on that gets shoved out there, and you got to do your own fact finding. But on the same token, there's a lot of good information, self-help, all sorts of things that go on as well. In other words, it's not all just, you know, 15-year-olds running around dancing.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, TikTok does, you know, tailor the content that you see. However, I would agree. I think actually there has been a lot of topics discussed on TikTok, such as the drones that have been seen,
right,
in the sky that do continue to get banned on TikTok. In fact, there's a whole, you know, funny thing about it. They started calling them Dior bags because they were trying to circumvent the shadow banning of those videos talking about drones and the things that they're seeing in the sky, because what if they're coming from China, you know?
Right.
So I'm not saying that TikTok is, you know, is clear of what they're doing here,
but really quick, Sunny, that you could apply that to, you know, I agree with you, by the way, number one, but on the second hand, you could say that about Google, you could say that about Meta. I mean, you could go down the list of some of the other folks that are out there in that same space. None of them are innocent.
Absolutely. They're not innocent. Again, you know, this is just like what they've done with other laws, where they want to get more information. But now, see, the thing is that because TikTok is banned, people are flocking to this other Chinese-owned app called, it's a Chinese name, but it actually translates to, get this, Little Red Book.
Oh, geez.
Which is, ironically, the Americans are calling it Red Note. I guess that's the American translation, because they don't want people to hear Little Red Book. For those people who don't know what that is, maybe you've heard of it and don't know all the context around that, Mao Zedong, China's brutal communist dictator, had his own Little Red Book, which was a pocket-sized propaganda tool that brainwashed millions of young people into carrying out his violent cultural revolution, which left over 60 million people dead. Many people have these, even American communists, it was a thing back in the day, of people would have this book on their wall or on their, you know, in their library or in their, you know, family rooms or sitting rooms, and to show their loyalty to the CCP, a Chinese Communist Party. So this, you know, this tool is a propaganda tool, and this new app is has even stricter censorship rules than TikTok does, and actually warns their users outright not to post anything, quote, politically sensitive. People are already talking about their videos that have been banned. Bethany Frankel's huge on TikTok. She's like the queen of TikTok, and she's been talking about her first video was taken down because she doesn't even know why.
Interesting. You know what? You're teaching me something right now when it comes to the Red Note thing. I thank you, because I knew nothing about this.
Well, yeah, and it's definitely becoming, you know, TikTok is, of course, very popular among the younger generation, Gen Z and Alpha. But why are they can't see the contradiction here, where the whole controversy about TikTok was, you know, they're stealing our information. Now they're going directly to this new one without even knowing the, you know, irony of its name, and engaging with this regime that is responsible for genocide. I thought they cared about that, right?
Do you think that TikTok will ultimately be banned, or do you feel like, even if the ban takes place, do you feel like even within a few days you'll see somebody like, I mean, there's been all sorts of individuals like Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank himself, talking about maybe figuring out a way to buy TikTok. Elon Musk has even talked about it. Do you feel like something like that will happen when it's all said and done?
Actually, I do. I think this was a bunch of hype to try to, who knows what, you know, what the motives are on every side of this or every angle of this. But I also just heard that I think Trump is saying that President Trump is going to suspend the ban and try to work out a deal there, even though formerly he had supported the TikTok ban. So there's a lot of interesting, you know, angles here, but I just feel it like it's a Trojan horse.
I don't know that I can disagree with you. In fact, it could very well have been a way for, given where we're at the 11th hour, for even those that own TikTok. And yes, and some say it's direct Chinese. There's another individual involved and so on. But it could also be, Sonny, a way to pump up the price so that at the end of the day, they end up getting more money out of it now than they would have, say, 6 months ago.
Precisely. You know, it's interesting. I'm reading an article here, ironically, from the ACLU, which doesn't support the TikTok ban. And they're bringing up a really interesting precedent that happened in 1965, which was that the court struck down a law. Oh, so let me start here. So courts have long held that the government cannot keep Americans from accessing foreign propaganda. Of course, they're going to be supporting that. In 1965, the court struck down a law that required the Postmaster General to detain, quote, communist political propaganda, which could be delivered to recipients only after they specifically requested it from the U.S. Post Office. Hmm. So here you go. We're trying to protect you, but you have to let us know if you want to see communist propaganda. Sounds like they're putting your name on a list to know that you're a communist, right?
Yeah.
So this is just, it is just so frustrating, right? And this goes to my point that I really wanted to hammer home here, especially in light of the nomination hearings that were, that are starting, that started this week. We must hold our public servants accountable. I've been starting to use that phrase, public servant. That's what they are. They work
yes,
for us, and
thank
we need
you.
To hold them accountable. If they are bad at their job, they should be fired, period.
Absolutely. No, I like that. I think that's exactly what we need to be doing. And part of the problem with the whole TikTok thing, and I said this back when all this was going on, and I will continue to hammer this. We have a bunch of politicians. Some, Sonny, have been there 5 decades, and I'm not exaggerating, that are now going to make rules, laws on things that, quite frankly, Sonny, they have no clue how some of this technology and how that end of things work. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm guessing if some of them didn't have AIDS, they may not even know how to access email correctly and or even get it on their phone in the first place. And I am not wrong in what I'm saying there. So we've got a bunch of literally technologically illiterate individuals on Capitol Hill making policy and law about technology that frankly they shouldn't be doing in the first place.
Couldn't agree more. If they really want to protect us from China, why don't we figure out what the heck is going on with the spy balloons and the drones that are flying around all of our coasts? And aren't the protect us from China that has already come out and said that they'll see a video of thousands of robots and drones, walking around.
Yeah, the corporate espionage,
on them?
To your point, Sonny, just crack down on a lot of the corporate spying, espionage, stealing that's gone on for now decades upon decades. I mean, there's so many other things, frankly, that we could be worrying about rather than this. And the reality is, I've said this numerous times, if China wants to spy on us, they're going to anyways. And now, I also am one to say that, do I think we should just hand it to them on a silver platter? Of course not. And this is where we need technologically skilled people making laws around this so that there's ways to monitor and handle and make sure that, for example, right now all the TikTok data is stored by Oracle in Texas on their servers there. Okay, fine. Let's make sure we have enough smart people around to double check and assure that those things are happening. And by the way, there's a way to do that. And if that's being done, then let TikTok move forward.
Right. And again, this is just all in the name of protecting the people. I wonder where they, it was our justice system that targeted our own people.
Right.
For being extremists because they went to a school board meeting, but they can't figure out how to protect us from a giant adversary like China.
We have an ex-president who's now going to be the current president that they targeted, and lots of other people, by the way, that were around him. And to your point, parents that went to school board meetings, and by the way, others that had their Second Amendment rights violated because of ATF search and seizures in the middle of the night that shouldn't have happened at all. I mean, I can go down the list, Sonny, of all the different things that have happened along those lines, and we're worried about TikTok?
It's a distraction, and they truly, I think, it'll be interesting to see if it does go dark for some time because, I read something about the fires taking out, all of these high-profile celebrity homes and someone saying, they're taking away the bread and let the circus happen, right? So it's just really interesting because I think people are really waking up to the contradictions and the hypocrisy that we are seeing. And hopefully, President Trump will be able to expose the truth and let the people see some of these things that we've been asking questions about for some time now.
Can't disagree with that at all. All right, Young Americans Against Socialism, you guys are out there trying to teach young people, especially a lot of the things that we're talking about right now. Frankly, for all of you listening as well, believe it or not, TikTok and a lot of but there have been some content creators on TikTok that, frankly, Sonny, have done a really good job of what we're even talking about, surprisingly enough. But at the end of the day, Young Americans Against Socialism, you guys are doing a great job in teaching young people about the very things we talk about each week. How do folks find you and support you?
Yeah, we're really passionate about this mission because it is so important to recognize and understand these red flags of socialism and communism, propaganda, the tactics that the radical left uses, and how it is all rooted in deception and lies. And so you can go to our website, yaas.org, yaas.org, and check out our resources there. We have a learning guide coming out this week about the inauguration day, all about the history, the traditions, and what it really means to be an American and why this ceremony is so important. So we're really excited to share more resources like this, teaching kids about what the American dream means, how important American values are, and how to recognize and challenge anybody who is supporting a radical ideology. And you can check out our Instagram as well for more everyday content on current issues and topics like the ones we discussed today. Yaas_America.
Awesome. As always, Sonny, I appreciate it very much. Stay safe, and we will talk again next week.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.